Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right. Tuesday, hope you had a good Memorial Day holiday weekend. Just saw this headline, didn't realize. Manuel Noriega, dead at 83 today. Died yesterday. Manuel Noriega, dead at 84. Former Panamanian dictator, ousted by the invasion of Panama. That conducted by the Reagan administration. That brings back some memories, doesn't it, Doctor?
It does. I remember Manuel Noriega, and we snatched him up and brought him to the United States, and he was in prison here for some years. And I think he was snatched up primarily because he was a narcotics dealer.
Yep, 17 years for being a drug dealer, yeah. Between U.S. and French jails, 17 years, and sent back to Panama, where he spent the rest of his life in prison for political murders conducted during his reign in the 1980s. So there you go. I mean, that was a big deal when we invaded Panama. That's a long time ago now, but it was a big deal at the time. Let's see here. Jared Kushner now, like we were talking about before the break, the biggest media target now, because, again, I listen to smart people. I listen to Charles Krauthammer or Alan Dershowitz.
They don't know the
Where's the crime?
That's right. They don't know the history of what goes on. There have been back channels, probably, I'm guessing, in every presidential administration in the 20th century, much less in the 21st century. And I believe if somebody looks hard enough, there have been back channels and secret negotiations in President Obama's administration. In fact, I think they even admitted that in talking to Iran. There were open negotiations, and there were a lot of secret negotiations as well. And the same thing with Russia. Some people might remember that very famous scene that was caught on video and audio, but it wasn't supposed to, when President Obama, when he's president, and he's talking to the then president of Russia, Medvedev, I believe is his name, or Medvedev.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
And he leans over and says, this is our election season, I'm paraphrasing, but once the election season is over, please tell Vladimir I'll be able to negotiate a lot more easily.
That was caught on camera. Yeah, that was caught on camera, for Lord's sake.
That's right.
The media did almost nothing about that.
Absolutely nothing. And then he pats him on the leg or on the shoulder, you know, like, you know, we know what's going on. Everything will be okay. You know, just let me get through these elections, you know. Incredible, the double standards that we have.
Well, the media is trying to make this into something sinister, which there's nothing here. First of all, it was never set up. It was a conversation. We don't know who initiated it yet, whether it was Kushner or the Russians. And does it really matter? The answer is no. There's nothing illegal. There's nothing sinister.
In fact, they have been very prudent because Russia is the largest nuclear power on Earth. I think they have more nuclear weapons than we do.
That's true, but the bigger concern is this. Why wouldn't they use a back channel, Professor?
That's right.
I mean, you can't have a conversation in the White House without it being leaked to the Washington Post and the New York Times. Why wouldn't you have a back channel?
It may have been very prudent to do something like this. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Anyhow, meanwhile, the president returning home after a terrific overseas trip, but Angela Merkel's got her feathers ruffled, and I say, who cares?
Who cares? You're exactly right. And by the way, historically, here comes good old history again. The French, especially the French, we've had problems with them for years, but this, of course, is now with Germany. Angela Merkel.
We have problems with France, too. Macron, you know, he's also, you know, this 39-year-old neophyte, probably of little value long-term for France. I mean, here's Germany and France. Merkel will be the death of Germany if she continues to let refugees flow in the way she is. She's destroying the German culture as it is, and she can let it burn. But we're not going to go down with her. We're not going down with a ship. She can have her ship, and Germany can sink for the third time.
Some people might remember when the French were antagonistic to the United States, as far back as Charles de Gaulle. And there were real problems, you know, and yet we endured, you know. Europe needs us more than we need Europe.
Well, there's no question.
Nobody wants to give it up. Nobody's saying that. But
no, Angela Merkel kind of is saying that. She's saying, we can't rely on others the way we once did. We'll have to kind of be our own Europe. You know what? Good luck with that.
That's right. Good. And it's over the issue primarily of climate change.
Well, it's over that, but it's also over these refugees. Make no mistake, because there's certain countries over there that are saying we want nothing to do with any more refugees. Countries like Poland, for example, saying, no, we don't want them.
And Hungary.
Hungary, we don't want them. And even places like Finland, we don't want them. You know, and it's not going to be, you're not going to ram all these refugees into these countries, Poland, Hungary, Finland, whatever, are closing their borders altogether, saying, no, we want nothing to do with it. And others will follow, the Czech Republic also hanging in the balance, saying, well, you know, we don't want all this.
You know, I heard, if there's enough time to discuss it, there was an interesting write-up in a Spanish newspaper several years ago by a Spanish columnist. I forgot who the name was. He made a very interesting point on why this is happening in Europe and also in the United States. He said Europe is trying, and I understand this, Europe is trying to atone for the Holocaust, and the United States is trying to atone for segregation, and that's why the gates are open in many places. But the irony of it is, this is a Spanish writer, and put it in my words, Jewish people are leaving many parts of Europe because of the immigrants coming in, a lot of them Muslim, to put it mildly, and they are beating up on many of the Jewish immigrants, especially in France.
Very true.
And in the United States, similar things, I guess, may be happening. So there's ironies of it. Europe is trying to atone for the Holocaust, but Jewish people are being persecuted by the immigrants coming in, and they're leaving. And I remember this arose in a conversation I had about a year ago, and there were some wonderful Muslim students there and some other students, and they began this conversation. And one student said to the Muslim student, this is happening, Muslims were attacking Jewish people in France. And this Muslim woman said, quit popping off, you know, to this other student, quit popping off, you know. And she did not deny that it was going on. She says, yes, it's going on, but only if they're Zionists. And I said, oh, sure. You know what I mean?
Right, only if they're Jewish. Is that
only if they're Jewish. That's right. You begin to say, what kind of conversation is that?
Yeah, well, it's unfortunately, it's what's encouraged. Just don't talk about being a Christian or white or whatever. Anyway.
That's another deal. Christians are being...
Professor, we got to run. Greatly appreciated, Professor Alan Sachs. He'll be back here on Monday.